Did you only work for Heslop's then?
No, I worked for Heslop's until 1957. And then I went on to work for the foundry. The foundry started getting its own transport, so I went on to work for the foundry.
Can you tell us a bit about the foundry, what it was?
Yes,
what it made?
It started during the war up here. The people that owned it were the Keatons that had the building. So it's like, well, one of the Keatons was a director of steels at Sunderland. And they had this old building in Alston, an old stocking factory. And so they decided they were going to make bombs there out of the road of everywhere else, you see. So they started making trench mortar bombs there, mm-hmm. and big anchor chains. And that's how it started up in Alston, because old Keaton had this building, you see. And steel started the foundry. The people that had the finished up with the Crown Works, Coles Cranes, that belonged to Steels.
And this is the foundry that is still
working?
This is
the foundry that was working.
And was the stuff, you drove the goods from there
yes.
out
and,
to where?
And the stuff coming in as well. Okay. It came in by rail, and then we took it from the station round to the foundry. Mm. Well, everything came in by rail in those days, until they got their own transport. Mm. And then we started bringing stuff in with their own transport.
So that was heavy stuff you were... Hauling.
Oh, everything, yes.
Pig
iron, ganister clay that they used to line the furnaces out with, etc., you know. Mm. Sand, moulding sand and all that all came in. Mm. And we used to take castings out all over the country, right from Fraserburgh up in the north, right down to Dover and...
So you then became...